The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Your hosts are Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. Today's program is designed to help you recognize how these two voices contrast each other, but can ultimately work together to help you create the best life ever. It all starts by recognizing which voice you are hearing. Now, here is Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be. I'm Dr. Nick Martin.
Hello, I'm Reverend Linda Martin, and we sure are happy you've chosen to join us today for our program, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. The concept of our show is about raising awareness of our own two voices.
Two voices, which are the main energies giving shape to our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and physical experiences.
Two voices we often cannot hear because we are asleep egoically and spiritually.
Two voices we can come to recognize within the mirror of our life.
Two voices we can bring into harmony with our own voice as we hear more of what they are telling us about ourselves and God.
Two voices which can lead you to you, that better version of yourself which awaits in everyone.
Welcome. We're happy you're here with us today. Our topic is the path of consciousness and where are you within it? And this is an interesting question that we pose, and one that I hope causes you to reflect upon where you are on your path, on your journey in life. So as we move through this discussion, we're going to talk about where does this path lead and how do we move forward on the path? What might keep us stuck and unable to move forward? Is our egoic energy working for us or perhaps against us on our journey? And as I think of the path of consciousness, Nick, I think about awakening, becoming conscious of who I really am instead of being caught up in the illusion of who I think I am.
Mm-hmm. You know, Linda, when I was thinking about our title and as well as our topic today, there were really four different key ideas that I know we want to cover in looking at this. And one of them is the notion of a path. And the implication is that there are going to be different places along this path. I mean, that certainly we believe is the case, something that we would like to talk about today to illuminate what are these different places along this path. Also, the idea of consciousness, and exactly what are we referring to? Because sometimes I know we hear different references to consciousness, and we are putting forth a specific understanding of how to work with or think about the notion of consciousness that ties directly into who we are. Also, the notion of movement. The notion of a path of consciousness implies that embedded in that notion is aware. Are we within the path, and perhaps why are we in this particular location along this path, as well as how do we move forward along the path? So that I know that's something we want to talk about. And then finally, the notion of a destination. In most cases, I think most of the people would agree that when we talk about destination, we're usually are talking about a path. It's a path usually leading somewhere, mm-hmm. ultimately to some particular location. So that also is something I know we're going to try to talk about today.
It's interesting to think of, you know, when you're on your journey, the path of consciousness and, you know, all the things involved within it, is there really a destination? Is there really, you know, something we're headed toward? Or is this just an ongoing thing? Because this is part of our evolutionary path, the raising our own consciousness, becoming aware of who we really are. And what this means, all these questions that we want to get to, I think, you know, come into play in raising this awareness and helping with our own awakening?
Well, I think part of the awareness even gets into the notion that there is something called a path, so to speak, that there really are different areas of consciousness or unconsciousness, as we would put it, that are part of what comprise the path. And I know in our first two books, in our forthcoming book, we talk about different places along the path. So kind of returning back to the beginning of what I was saying, some of the where or locations would include something we described as ego unconsciousness, this lack of awareness of one's own ego and how it is impacting them within their lives. Another place along the path, a little further up the road, if you want to refer to it that way, is ego consciousness, is when we start to awaken and become aware of what our ego is about and the energy that that is that's impacting upon us.
I think it's important that we talk a little bit about this, the difference between ego unconsciousness and ego consciousness, because I know if people that are listening to us, if you've heard us speak, you know, at any point in time, a lot of times we refer to living through the ego unconsciously and how, you know, a lot of people tend to do this until they become aware, until they do become conscious of the ego. So, you know, it's understanding what this means. What does it mean to live through the ego unconsciously? And then what does it mean to be ego conscious?
Well, I think that the big distinction, and this kind of gets into the notion of movement and transformation, is when we start to really come to an understanding of what ego is, what it really is in our lives, and how it's involving the energy that's shaping our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors and even our physiology in places within our life, whether they have to do with relationships or our work, how we deal with achievement, the self-esteem we experience, and so on. And when we are egoically unconscious, we don't have any awareness of this energy, this voice that's coming through mm-hmm. in us. And as a result of our lack of awareness, it has the opportunity to exert a pretty profound and often negative impact, because our egoic energy is fundamentally there to help us survive. Except the survival, when it becomes something that's imbalanced, there's too much power or too little power and flexibility and vulnerability, that leads us to become almost deeply egoically unconscious in the name of our survival. And often what we end up doing is suffering. The suffering, as we've talked about, involves different roles, whether you're a dictator or a perfectionist or a racist or a political extremist and so on. We are in a place of egoic unconsciousness. And as we move along our path, if we awaken and begin to awaken to what that ego is, and we begin to hear more of what that voice is saying through our life and within our life story in those different places, which are like mirrors, we awaken to that ego. We get to see ourselves as we truly are, rather than the way maybe we think we are. And so in answering that question, I think that's probably an important awareness. And we're going to say a little more about that later on. But I did want to just mention that beyond ego consciousness is the next stage, which is actually a focus of our third book, or our second book, which is ego spiritualism. Mm-hmm. And this is a place along the path of consciousness where our egoic energy has been transformed into a healthier energy, in terms of its power, its flexibility, and its vulnerability. And we can just see it playing out in our lives, in those key life areas we've referred to. But we also begin to be more connected to the voice of spirit as we begin to recognize the divine truth being reflected in the notion that God is love, life, energy, and you, as well as the great gifts that we have received, the gift of life, the gift of creating life, the gift of eternal life, and the gift of God within us. That as we enter this place, this is actually our entry point into the kingdom of heaven. We don't have to die to go and to begin to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if I were describing it that place, that's a lot of what I would say, and we'll say more. But the last place would be called spiritual consciousness. And this is when we are becoming fully engaged in the kingdom of heaven within. And this is when we begin to live an energy that's completely without egoic influence, because the need for survival no longer exists when we have fully entered the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. It's a journey that, you know, we have the opportunity to travel on, and it's a journey from being asleep to awakening. But there's a lot involved within that journey, and it's coming to know the various aspects of ourselves.
You know, when I think of this discussion here, it's a little bit like a map. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a map of movement. You know, where would you be at, and where are you at? And, you know, in order to get to where you want to go, you need a map sometimes. And
right.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's been enough of a map, a clear map, for people to really utilize to move forward from egoic unconsciousness and often spiritual unconsciousness further into and ultimately into the spiritual consciousness that they seek. There are a lot of messages about entry into spiritual consciousness and becoming more aware and more awakened to God within our lives. Unfortunately, I think what that ends up doing is failing to let us understand what we must do humanly or egoically,
right,
in order to move along that path. So you have to know the places along the path to know where you're at and where you need to go.
That's so important. If we don't take care of the human and egoic aspects of who we are, you know, it's difficult to fully move forward and to allow yourself to stand in your own light, because if the ego is still working against you, that becomes a very difficult journey to make.
You know, the second part of I mentioned four things that we would look at, and gets to the word consciousness. You know, that's a word that a lot of times we hear, and I guess the most direct way to think about it is it's involving awakening and awareness. We are awakening and becoming more aware, and becoming more conscious of what. And in our case, I think what we're speaking to is we are becoming more aware of awakening to ourselves and mm-hmm. God. We are awakening humanly or egoically as well as spiritually, and that we need to do both in order to fully awaken. We can't just seek the notion of spiritual consciousness alone without making an effort to awaken humanly. Now, having said that, I may contradict myself here, but it is possible to be spiritually conscious and egoically unconscious. Okay. However, a lot of times when our ego, the proviso there is our ego must be in balance or close to being in balance. Mm-hmm. It's not pulling us away from the spiritual voice and the divine truths. We are able to live in a lot of those really healthy places that humans live in, whether it's with self-esteem and then within relationships and their work and so on. But oftentimes when people are egoically unconscious, the door is open for the egoic energy to become imbalanced. And as a result of that, not only keep us egoically unconscious or humanly unconscious, but also spiritually unconscious. So we're focusing in on, within this path, two aspects of consciousness, the human side of it and the spiritual side of it, that they're both intimately linked.
Mm-hmm. And what the ultimate is the emergence of the two. You know, that's what we refer to as ego-spiritualism, and the coming together of our humanity and our divinity. But, you know, it can be a difficult path for some, and it can be an easier path for others. And we're all individual, you know, so that's the thing. We have to look at who we are, where we are, and what we have to work with.
You know, that is an extremely important idea, because when I look at a lot of the literature talking about spiritual consciousness, much of it speaks to the notion of the need to remove ourselves from our ego, to become, in a sense, not have an ego anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see that as something that's possible within this human existence, and that what we seek to dissolve, defeat, or disown isn't our ego, so to speak, but it's the imbalance of our ego, whether it's a power, flexibility, or a vulnerability issue.
Right. And we really need to talk about this a little bit more when we come back from our break. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Thanks for listening to Two Voices today.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com. and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Hello, and thanks for joining us today. Our topic today is the path of consciousness and where are you within it? And before we went to break, we were discussing the ego and how many teachers and writers have given us the impression maybe that the ego is something to overcome. The ego is something that we need to dissolve or remove from us. In fact, I've talked to quite a few people that have been trying to do just this, you know, trying to live beyond their ego, trying to dissolve it in some way or another. And, you know, what they're finding is this is a very difficult thing to do, if not impossible. And the reason is because it is part of our humanity. And it is the part of our humanity that we need to come to know, that we need to look at, and that we can bring into a healthier place, not by removing it or dissolving it, but as we come to know more about who we are as human beings and the egoic energy that works with us and through us, we can come into a place of balance that will assist us in moving forward in our awareness as divine beings here in physical form.
You know, Linda, something you said there is extremely important because it speaks to not only the prospects for personal peace, but also world peace. Mm-hmm. And if we approach the notion of ego and the egoic energy with what I would call more traditional views of disownership, dissolvement, you know, defeating of our ego, we aren't going to go very far in our personal experiences in terms of moving toward peace, but also from a world peace standpoint, we're finding different ways to be in conflict.
Yeah.
But we haven't certainly evolved to a place where we can stop, even in how intelligent we are and how well-meaning we are and how good fundamentally we are. We have God within our being, every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We still find ourselves in this place of now we're moving toward, you know, bioterrorism and cyber terrorism and all this other stuff. And it just says to me, we've got to come up with a better way. And a better way would mean awakening both egoically and spiritually, not just one of them, but also understanding that means to hearing the voice of spirit and bringing our ego into balance not only individually, perhaps, but as a humanity, as a collectiveness of humanity, will allow us to make use of what was all the goodness that really exists within us, both on the human side of it, as well as on the divine side of it. Something that I don't think enough traditional messages really speak to. And I think that game play, if you want to call it that, won't get us there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as you were talking about the collective, as each one of us makes the energetic shifts and awakens and comes to know who we are, it really will affect the collective consciousness, you know, of the whole. Whether we're aware of it or not, it does, because that's how energy works. You know, as energy begins to shift and change, it will eventually have its effect on other energy.
I think that's a great observation. One of the areas that we mentioned at the beginning of the program was the notion of movement, that this path that we're talking about, the mm-hmm. path of consciousness and the locations of consciousness, so to speak, also imply movement, that we're not standing still, hopefully not. We're able to move forward along the path from perhaps one location to the next as we journey forward to the ultimate destination, which, no secret here, the kingdom of heaven within. Mm-hmm. But the question, this idea of movement embodies the notion of transformation. And how do you move forward, you know, forward along this path? What is the foundation of transformation? And I know in our first two books, we've been talking about that foundation is really built upon truth, mm-hmm. human truth, and divine truth. And I'm certain there are many persons who would ask you, well, what about human truth? Isn't that relative? And the answer is, yes, it is. Each of us may get involved in certain, has a different human truth that we need to work on finding and building into our lives. But what truth that is influenced by the kind of power or flexibility or vulnerability of the egoic energy that has led us toward untruths, toward non-truths. And so the relativeness of truth is absolutely an important thought to have. And that's why we talk in The Ego Unmasked, it's such a large book. It's 758 pages, 500 pages of which are devoted somewhere to mental medicine. We each have to find and work with our own truth, humanly speaking, in order to move that transformation along.
Right. We create our own reality with what our beliefs are. Depending upon our beliefs that we hold within us, this will create our reality. Now, if we are living in a reality that's uncomfortable, if we are suffering in this reality that we have created, we can make the changes. We can move through a transformation working with our own human truth. And we can do this through using mental medicine, through meditation, through healing processes. But it is possible. It's coming to know what steps to take to assist you on your path to help work with your own belief systems, your human truth that you're living within.
Now, as you say that, I was thinking about the power of truth, how powerful truth is, both humanly and divinely, that the more we could connect it to truth, it allows for transformation to go on automatically, naturally. I'm not sure what the best word is, but mm-hmm. it just happens. Now, can it be painful? Absolutely. And in fact, at the very beginning of The Ego Unmasked, I said that this book can be painful because you're going to be hearing about truth more. And sometimes once we embrace the truth and work with it, we can move beyond whatever pain that truth may bring to us into the joy and happiness that we truly can experience. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why people sometimes don't move forward along the path.
Right.
Because they don't want to know the truth.
Oh, yes.
They may not want to know the truth humanly. They may not want to know the truth divinely. And they get into a kind of an odd comfort zone, often involving a lot of suffering mm-hmm. that they're going through. But they prefer that consistency, familiarity, predictability to what lies beyond that comfort zone.
Right. That's so true. There are so many people that will only go so far because they don't want to go to that, what they consider a dark place within them. But when we allow ourselves to step into that dark place, if that's what you want to call it, then things become revealed to us. We begin to learn so much more about ourselves, and then the light starts to shine through. So in moving through this process of awareness and awakening can be uncomfortable for a period of time, and it can be emotional for a period of time, but you're not living through traumas again. You're not living through things that you may be holding within you. You're actually allowing yourself to release these things, to heal from these things.
You know, one aspect of what you said is people live in the illusion that we talk about separation. And even when a person is working through that difficulty, they're never alone. I mean, God is a part of with who they are. God, that's one of the gifts, great gifts we have, is the gift of God within. And I guess this ties in with, we were talking just a few seconds about human truth, but there's also divine truth that we awaken to, that we become more familiar with, that also is part of the journey, that when we awaken to the notion that God is love, not loving, no, God is love. It's the entity of love within our being and with everything and living creature that exists, that God is life, that we can see the life that God is, which surrounds us and that is within us, and the energy, and then the fact that, again, God is within us, the you that God is, because God is within each of our beings. We're never separated. We're never unworthy. We're never unequal. But we tell ourselves that, and our ego helps us to think those things. And then they get played out again in relationships, in our relationship with ourself, in our work to achieve, in our dealings with adversity, and many other things.
There are so many people that tend to separate God from themselves because their own feelings of unworthiness. However, when we're moving on your path of consciousness, it is important to become aware and awaken to your human truth as well as your own divine truth. Because when you have the support of your divine truth, awakening to your higher essence, awakening to your God self, that support assists you and helps you to move through any human conditions and healing that you need to move through for your greater good.
You know, Lynn, aside from those particular truths, those divine truths, there's also the four what we call great gifts of our life, our ability to create life, our eternal life, and the God within. These are all gifts that we have, these great gifts as we refer to them as, that as we begin to awaken and we become aware, we begin to recognize that we have all of that, much of which we haven't known or understood when we were living in our egoically unconscious life and often leading us into suffering.
Right. Many spiritual leaders before us have told us this. This is what Jesus referred to as the kingdom of heaven, these gifts that we hold within us. We have everything we need within us. We have the divine wisdom and the clarity that is there. It's just learning how to access it.
One of the questions I'm sure many people have is, well, how do we access these truths? How do we access them? And we've been talking about the importance of hearing ego's voice and understanding what ego is and understanding our own distinctive egoic energy. And this is a big part of all three of our books that we're working with. In the forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit, will be out probably in around April or May. Mm-hmm. But they help us to know more. What is that voice telling us? What is it saying to us? And the roles that are going to be described in our forthcoming book try to help you see, hear more what ego would be saying to you if you could literally hear the voice of ego talking, whether you're a racist or a perfectionist or a sadist or a narcissist or a victim or a depressive and many more. But we also need to hear more of what the voice of Spirit is saying. Mm-hmm. The voice, Spirit's talking to us, but it's not, you know, it's getting drowned out by the voice of ego. And so we need to work with and understand and hear more of the voice of Spirit. But also, we need to work with something called mental medicine, which is really just reality-based thinking that we can use in our lives as we then begin to speak with our own voice, not Spirit's voice, not ego's voice, but our voice. Right. And with that, we're going to go to our next break. You've been listening to Two Voices.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. Are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. Our topic for today is the path of consciousness and where are you within it? In our two previous segments, we were talking about the path and what it looks like, and we were talking about the notions of consciousness upon which the path is built, those being our human consciousness and our spiritual consciousness. And we've just also been talking about movement and how do we move forward along the path, and particularly the need to undertake the transformation involving human truth and divine truth.
As you're mentioning movement, what comes to my mind is I want to mention, as we are moving through on our life journey, taking action when appropriate is always necessary. There are many people, I say this from my own experiences, from talking to people, meeting with people, and seeing, you know, maybe how they're thinking about things or how they're trying to make things work within their lives. And there are many people that I have spoken with that just, you know, they're trying to move forward on their spiritual path. They're reading books. They're meditating. They're trying to use the spiritual tools that they know. But when they're being given a message for movement to occur, they don't take action as needed. Because many times people ask God for what they want. You know, they kind of have this conversation that I need my life to change and this is what I need. They may even be given insights, ideas, information, thoughts that come to them of things to do, but they don't take action. So part of the movement also that involves the transformation is taking action where needed as you're guided. And as we begin to take action and listen to this divine guidance we have available to us, doors will begin to open for us.
Linda, I have a question for you. We talked about movement, and so far we kind of referred to movement as a progression, as a forward kind of movement. Mm-hmm. Is there such a thing as reverse movement?
That is a very good question.
Can we go to sleep?
Can you fall back to sleep? Well, you know what? Some people try to. That's for certain. But I think what happens, and I know from my experience in working with many clients over the years, is if someone is not fully working on their own inner journey, humanly, egoically, but just connecting spiritually. Now, yes, you can do that, but what happens many times is if you are moving forward on your spiritual path, but you haven't cleared up the debris, the stuff that you are still holding within, if you're trying to pretend it doesn't exist any longer, it will eventually grab you and pull you backwards.
When I think in my question, I was thinking about different discussions we've had along the way where you have been working with people and they've been really hard working very hard in their effort to move forward spiritually, and how they've often been frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's not happening. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not at a place of peace in my life. I'm still in some respects suffering in ways that I don't want to suffer. And when I listen to those messages, it makes me think all the more about how important it is to awaken egoically and to move our egoic energy into a place of balance so that we can hear the voice of spirit even more within
yes.
our lives.
Yeah, that provides the peace that people are seeking. I mean, that's the old expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know, I work with people in the healing process, but the healing comes from within. It's, you know, I am not providing the healing for you. I'm providing tools for you. It's up to you to work with the process to come to know who you are, to allow yourself to heal the layers within you that need to be healed. And this will bring about the transformation and allow you to move forward on your path.
You know, there's a quotation by Jesus that I'm thinking of as you refer to that, which is, many are called, but few are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Many are called, but few are chosen. And it makes me think about, even back 2,000 years ago, the notion, you know, of choosing, and who, there's two things there. One, the many, I believe it means everybody.
Right.
Everybody has the opportunity to move forward into transformation. Everybody has the opportunity to enter fully into the kingdom of heaven. But oftentimes the person has to choose themselves in order to do that. This is not an external choosing that's going on. This is an internal choosing.
Yes.
And, you know, as humans, one of the things that we maybe have to understand is, well, how do we choose? How do we make that? How can we make that choice? And I can certainly see how many might find that I don't even know how to do that. I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to. And that's part of what our work is about, is to kind of point out how importantly our choosing involves the hearing the voice of ego, working hard to understand that egoic voice, and that our choosing involves working with truth, if we choose to, and to undertake the transformational process so that the suffering that goes on in much different ways for different people can end, and that they can journey forward into the kingdom of heaven.
It's important to honor all aspects of who we are. One is not more important than the other. We are all spiritual beings having a physical experience here on earth, and that makes us human beings. And if we do not honor this humanity that we hold within us, the egoic energy that we hold within us, we're missing a piece, you know, of us. We're missing the whole picture. But, you know, getting back to the many are called and few are chosen, we also have to remember we don't know the exact words Jesus used. And our interpretation of this phrase can lead many people to think, well, there are special people in the world that will be chosen, and I'm not one of them. And that's not at all what this means. It's our interpretation can make a big difference in our beliefs and how we, you know, take in these ideas and these truths. But yes, everybody is born with this calling within them. And at some point or another in your life, your soul will call you. Your soul will say to you, and it may say this in ways of bringing about boredom into your life. It may call you in ways of allowing you to experience dissatisfaction. It may give you some uncomfortable things to deal with in a situation you're in, because that's how your soul may say to you, it's time to move forward. It's time to move beyond this. It's time to awaken to who you really are. And so it's moving through that healing process and awakening to our truth within us.
I think that's an excellent point there. The last aspect or part of our discussion, I know, is going to focus in on the destination. As we said, if we're on a journey and there's a path that we're moving along, it often leads to some destination. And in this case, as I may have said earlier, we are moving forward into the kingdom of heaven. Something I don't know if I said this earlier, but I want to say it now, is just that you don't have to die to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, I know, you know, that idea is what's been put forth, and that idea is what's been taught by many religions. So many people have this belief within them that the kingdom of heaven exists somewhere else and you will get to it when you die. And, you know, the kingdom of heaven that Jesus spoke about and is this space, this sacred space within you where everything resides. When you leave your physical body, you're still left with you. You're still left with the consciousness of who you are, because that's who we really are. We are the consciousness of who we are. We are the consciousness that we carry within us, and our physical body is a temple that gives us a home to live in while we're on the earth. But the kingdom of heaven is not an external place. It is a place each and every one of us holds within ourselves.
Now, that gives me an opportunity to just describe, well, if we were entering the kingdom of heaven, what would that be like? What would it look like within our consciousness? And that kind of connects up with our discussion of ego spiritualism in our second book, Ego and Spirit, Spirituality, the Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism. And we talk about how when we are beginning to be in that really healthy place of consciousness, when our ego and our divine energies have merged in this very healthy ways, that we are beginning to live at peace with ourselves, with the people in our life, and the world. Ask yourself, are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, then you are entering the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
If you are motivated by love in your dealings with life, rather than being consumed by various degrees of fear, anxiety, anger, or guilt in the way you manage life, you're entering the kingdom of heaven. If you're fully respecting your body and mind and spirit, rather than engaging in abuse or misuse, you're entering the kingdom of heaven. And there are so many more, dealing with our life's purpose and our ability to work with healthy expectations from ourselves and with others, that we're not consumed by artificial needs and wants, and that we only know we can be ourselves and we can be here and we can be now. When we put all of those ideas together and live within those places in our thinking and our experience, we are entering the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and part of living in entering the kingdom of heaven is understanding that this is our birthright to experience this. And along with this is joy. Along with this is the bliss that we were meant to live. Life was not meant to be filled with suffering. Although many people have this belief, they carry it with them. And it's a belief that you know, it's been around for a long time, because, you know, we used to have to survive. And this belief no longer needs to take hold of us. We can allow ourselves to open our hearts now to the joy, to the gratitude, to the love that we hold within us. And when we can live each and every day with this awareness, then this allows us to enter the kingdom of heaven fully and live there within our hearts.
I guess following on what you were just saying, there are so many illusions that the egoic energy brings us toward that we get played out in our lives. We can get caught up in separation, and we can get caught up in unworthiness, and we can get caught up in inequality. Either we're more equal than others, or less equal than others, more worthy than others and less worthy than others. That and other illusions we talk about, the belief that we sense all of the energy that's around us, mm-hmm. with our mind and with our physical senses, when that may not be the case, that they often lead us. As we said at the very beginning of our work on our programs, ego doesn't operate as if God's around. Right. Ego doesn't know that God's around. The ego thinks, if ego could think, but it doesn't think, it's just an energy, but it plays itself out in such a way that it doesn't recognize the voice of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Ego, in its this energy, needs to hear from your voice, informed by what you know ego is about and how it's affecting your life, as well as spirit's voice and mental medicine, that it doesn't have to help you to survive, both
right.
on the daily sense and in the mortal sense. That it, and once we begin to abandon that, we stop suffering and we begin to enter more fully into the kingdom of heaven.
Right. It's up to us to make this connection. It's up to us to help the ego to connect to the divinity. And it's learning the many aspects of who we are. So we're going to need to take one more break, and we thank you for listening to Two Voices.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindamartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. Again, our topic is the path of consciousness and where are you within it. And so far today, we've been talking about what were the elements of the path and what do we refer to specifically in regards to consciousness and what are we aware of, becoming more aware of, what are we awakening to. We talked about the movement and how we can move along the path, or we can stay stuck in a part of the path, or we can go backwards. And finally, we also refer to the destination. One last area that I guess I want to talk briefly about, because it's the place where most people are, and that is ego unconsciousness. This is at the very beginning of the path, and many times people who are egoically unconscious are kind of stuck there. Now, they're trying to move forward along the path, and a lot of times they want to learn more about God and awaken spiritually, but find themselves unable to move forward. And signs that we are living in that place, because I can remember it well. I was a resident of that probably into my 30s or 40s at the very least. So it's not like I spent a lot of my life moving, having transformed beyond that point. And particularly, I can remember myself being a higher ego vulnerability person. A lot of my life was impacted by fear. Even when it came to achievement in work or school or athletics, a lot of fear drove my success. If I didn't succeed, particularly in a race, didn't finish first, I could beat myself up about that. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people, whether you're the workaholic, the person who's living only to succeed in their work but is neglecting play or their family or their health. So many of the roles that we talk about in our forthcoming book, again, which will be out in April, May, deal with that ego unconsciousness. People that are living as who are paranoid in that place of that egoic energy or egoically unconscious, people who are living as authoritarians, who are being very difficult with their children and with their teenagers and how they work with them in ways that are often demeaning to that individual. I've seen so much pain, so much suffering that people are living in as a result of the egoic energy being imbalanced, that they're being unaware of it, and as a result leading into a lot of suffering.
Right. Living through an ego unconsciously is very difficult. And when you become aware of this, giving examples like you just did can help people to take a look at themselves to see, is this where I'm coming from? Are you going to work every day out of fear? And what I mean by this is, do you feel you have to do this? It's not really what your heart wants to do. You're not really into your job, but you have to, put food on the table. You have to pay rent. You have to. Now, of course, at some point in our lives, we're all in this situation. We've been in jobs that, we didn't like, but you had to make the money. But this is all part of the process. This is all part of the path. And as we become aware of what it is we're doing, why we're doing it, what we're feeling when we're doing it, we can change our own reaction to it. So it's not that, okay, you have to quit your job and go find something else, but your reaction to how you're going to work each day can make the biggest difference in your life. So when you become aware of why you're doing what you're doing, you have the opportunity then to change your reaction. As you change your reaction, you will begin to feel more peace and more gratitude within your life.
Linda, I think as you were saying that, I was thinking about illumination and light and truth and how powerful they can be. And the more we can see in what we're doing and what we're not doing, the more we are in the place of speaking with more of our own voice, which is really what we're talking about, is the ability to speak with our voice and not have our voice be shaded significantly by the voice of ego. That is when we begin to make a link, not only to by speaking our voice, to the one voice, right, the one voice of the universe. Mm-hmm. Before we leave today, I did want to mention that this is our next to our last program. We will be going on hiatus after our next week's program, which is entitled The Two Voices Speak. And within that particular program, what we're going to be doing is speaking the voices of ego and spirit. We're going to say what they would tell us if they were actually voices that we could hear. I really look forward to that opportunity. In the meantime, if you would like to access any of our programs, you can go to our websites to get them. And those websites are egoandspirituality.com and lindamartin.net. Again, egoandspirituality.com and lindamartin.net.
Right. So we thank you for being with us today. But as always, at the end of our shows, we like to take a few moments to come together within our heart center and create a sacred space. Just move your awareness into your heart center now. Just let go and relax here within your heart. You always have this opportunity to move into your own sacred space at any time. Just relax here and take in three deep breaths, breathing in slowly, deeply, exhaling slowly and completely. Feel your body relaxing into your breath. Now allow yourself to breathe normally and naturally the way your body wants to breathe. Feel your body relaxing into this rhythm. Just rest here for a moment and know that all is God. Let the awareness of who you are open and expand. You are a being of light, a beloved child of God. Feel your breath, just relax into it, and begin to feel your oneness with all of life everywhere. Feel your oneness within God. Take in one more deep breath, breathing in slowly and gently, exhaling fully and completely. As you breathe in, feel this breath of light filling every cell of your being, awakening every cell to their truth, their divine intelligence. This divine intelligence exists within you and within every cell of your being. For you are one with all there is. Be the love that you were created to be, and let your light shine in all that you do. May peace be with you now and always. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today on Two Voices. Until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.
For joining us for Two Voices. Please join Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin again next Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Seventh Wave. And until next time, remember to listen for your Two Voices.